that's the time I have to leave school. My father told me, you go to the sky, learn how to trap certain things. Some good trapper, you know. I just leave my school, tell the teacher. They don't mind because they know I have to make my living pretty soon. I was not very old when I first caught my link. I was in school here. I mean, portage over, you know. When you fly, you see this 2-3 big bend. Get close over this way.
Toward Battles?
Yeah, cross it over here. That portage over there, and I had one trap. Pretty soon, one of my uncles come down and says, somebody cut something up through, he never stopped his dogs. As soon as I come out from school, my father said, you better go look your trap. I took my 22 single shot, you know. They used to clap anything what they catch, you know, in trap. But like me, I shoot them faster.
What kind of trap did you use? What kind of trap did you use?
Number one, Newhouse. It's a little trap. I set it on fox track, you know, the way I see some men trap. But I make too much sign. Sometimes some guys see it, that's my trap, you know. How you figure the kid's trap? Fox got eyes and nose, they say. You have to really cover your tracks or things like that to catch fox, they say. But that's the way I had to set. But Link happened to come along and put his paw right in there.
What did you do with your first link?
Well, I had to pack it home. I didn't skin it though. My dad was happy to skin it. He brought that sack of flour, 50 pounds. $5. We had 4 bits left. See, I started earning trapping. Later on, I was, I don't know, pretty good then. But then I didn't take care of my money. Like, no. To get away, we don't put nothing away. We had some of the Eskimos like that, you know. When they see a person hungry, they wouldn't feed them. Civilized, or whatever you call it. My parents said, no, you have to help people. That's the only way you'll get help, they said to them. Mm. They were right. Anywhere I go, I got friends. One thing. What direction I went. After a while, you know, while we got mail, doctor mail, we get more news than twice a week mail right now. Somehow, yeah.
Oscar, did you do most of your trapping around the Latna?
Yeah, up this way. Up the Latna.
Up the Latna River? Mm-hmm.
If you look up Alatna.
Who's Alatna?
Oh, it's way down there.
Right here, yeah.
But this is better. Find the Alatna River. Yeah. There's no Oscar's cabin in there?
Oscar's cabin, yes.
Yeah, that's one of them. So that I built quite a while ago. See, I trapped from in there. Two ways I go. Must be Walker Lake, huh?
Yes.
I'm trying to find a Latna yet. If you find the Noxaya, that's where.
A Latna?
Yeah. Noxaya. Yeah, about right there.
Mm-hmm.
That far I go hunt sheep yet. You know?
Way up the Latna River.
Yeah. Yes. That's our summer training after. No school, hunt every day, every summer. We have to get that sheepskin for parkies and boots. No caribou, no moose them days. Just a story, that's all we know. Yeah, but over this way it was moose that time.
South of them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Over Chandler and even head of Southall. So big tracks, they told me that moose, you know. Just like horses. I seen horses and they make same kind of tracks, only these got no iron hoof on. Just hoofs, sharp.
What were the good years for your trapping? When you had your trapping up the Alatna River?
Let's see. When Link was bringing $40 straight, was good year. But I was not too strong that year. I had quite a time with some kind of a bacteria. I was weak. But I had good dogs. That's what I used. I can't even pack. One link was too heavy. But I used dogs. My wife was good fisherman, so we had lots of dogs. Keep our dogs up in good shape. Even deep snow like this, my leader can just go when I tell him, you know.
How many dogs did you have?
Five. Five is the most. Lots of power and five dogs. Not like what you see yesterday. Just little ones.
You had bigger dogs? Mm-hmm.
You see that 65-pound dog or pulling load last night in movie? Our dogs were something like that in this. Not race dogs, you know. Lots of power in five dogs like that. You get them learn how to mind you. They won't leave you, no.
Did you travel along with skis then, with your dogs?
Yeah, but I don't wear skis. I wear snowshoes.
Did you run with your dogs?
I walked, yeah. I could make trail first and then move, you know. Snowshoe I had first. That's when I could set one trap or two snares, something like that. But when we sled, I can sit some more. That time I would go out every 2 weeks, $200 worth. Lots of money for us. Yeah.
How long did it take you to go from Alatna up to your cabin on the Alatna River?
One day, that time, you know. But right now, they try to use snow goose. I guess they have a hard time to get there. Unless they go and get cut. They'll break down or something before they get there. Them days our dogs know, you know. You could get there, even deep snow, and then they're going to rest there. And we got fish camp up 5-6 miles above. Do you know that place to fish cats in there all winter long?
When did you build your cabin on the Alatna River? What year did you build your cabin on the Alatna River? When did you build Oscar's cabin?
We do what?
What year did you build your cabin?
Okay. Oh, 1925. It's still standing in it. Yeah. But roof need a little fixing, I think. Yeah. Lots of these acrobats get mad. Their building can't stand that long, they say. Yeah. My wife and me built it that day. We only had one kid, Elmer. Wallace was born after that. My second child is at Battles right now. trained so they don't have to depend on us to. We'll put G-pole and go along with them.
What was a G-pole?
It's a stick tied in front of a sled. So you'll guide that sled. If it's got weight, you have to keep more hard track like out there. If you let it get off and sink to one side.
How long was the pole?
Some sled is big. Some sled is 12 feet. What your big sled is? 14, 16?
12.
Oh, they cut it off, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Male team have to have 14, 16 foot sled. Sometimes they have to take partial posts. When it's just first class, it's something else.
How many dogs?
John Adams run 9, 10 dogs, big ones. He'll walk ahead. When he hear them make noise, he'll look back. See, that sled is over this way.
Tipped.
He just tell them all together, boys. Come and go again, you see. Do you know what he wants? He don't have to go back, you know. There's one good dog man there. He kept his own fish too, you know. And you know what? He married one of our diggers.
Who?
Johnny Adams. He earned so much money in mail carrying.
Where was Johnny Adams from?
Tena. Both of them died already.
We're not touch the kun. One more time.
Did that song have any special meaning?
Yeah.
I tell you about it in English. This man here, he was hunting out, you know. My father, niece, I think. Then they went out hunting moose. And he shot moose, this guy. It was around winter, I think. Around December or November, maybe, I don't know. Maybe November. Then he killed himself, this man. After he killed Moose, and he went back to his gun case back there. He didn't know he loaded that gun again, you know. He went back to his contest and he started to run down to the moose in a hurry, you know. And his noose was come to get each other locked out and just fell down then. He shot himself with that gun. And he just come to that moose, that big moose, you know. That's why my old man, he said, Uttle tiger. Uttle tiger means big animal. And he said,
Uttle means lucky.
Yeah. Uttle tiger means big animal. He said, he put it in his, under his track, just like he said, he put it under his track, you know. Because he killed moose, and after, on top of that, he died himself. But that's what it means. That's why he makes that song. Then at one time, this guy. This man, they were out hunting. Then Wolverine come to eat meat where they were killing something, you know. That was before this man got killed. Then they set the trap, or they got one trap, I guess. They all overset the trap. This man, he got that Wolverine. That's why my old man, he told him, He said, everybody out hunting, this animal have him on his side, just like you say. That's what he meant. That's how he make that song. Because this man, he killed Wolverine too. Yeah. Captain Sam, which is in the country.
Charlie.
He's that brother.
It's Sarah's brother.
Yeah, no, he's grandpa. His grandpa. His father is up here, Jimmy Kako. Can you see him?
Today's
friend. Yeah. That's one brother. Older brother. Yeah, that's how the old man makes song like that for him, you know. Because he had a great accident. When I was born 1905. Then at that time I didn't know it, but it's happened that time, I think. Maybe before I born or just right that time, they say. It was happened down in Burton. And 9 miles on hillside, this side. Then they started looking for this man. Then this woman, he wait for his husband, never come home. They were out trapping, you know. She just hook up the dogs and come home. They say, my husband never come back. Then they went back after them. And snow lots too, but they didn't know where they found them. He was just laying against the moose. And
baby, don't
touch it. That was 1900, maybe. Because I born 1905. Maybe 1902 or 1901, maybe. I think. Yeah. But when my old man makes that song, and after that, everybody sing it, and we learn it too when we get grown up. We learn it, we can't forget that song, yeah.
Yeah. When did people sing that song? What, at special occasions?
What time of the year did people sing that song?
And when they started to have potlatch with this man, that it was always before, around Christmas and New Year. Yeah.
And was that the only time of year that it was sung?
Yeah. If he died in spring, well, if he died around the middle of winter, then they'll wait for all summer long. And, comes to where he died. That's a year, that's 1 year, and that's when they start to make patlats with it. In summertime, they get crap and make enough for patlats, you know. Trapping for everything, too. Then, when it's 1 year, and they make patlats and sing, too. They sing their song just after 1 year, and sometimes a little more than that, too.
How many days of potlatch?
Oh, it's going to take about almost a month, I think. There's a lot of people come from downriver one time, they make about half a month, I think, to stay in there, Christmas, New Year, after New Year, and everything finished. Yeah, New Year. Before Christmas, they start to have potlatch. Around Christmas, they make about four potlatch. before. Every 2-3 days, you know. And around New Year, last at last, they bring the stuff too. This man have some stuff or something and is bringing the hall. This other people making patlat, put more stuff in there. Blanket, every sword, pants, gun, and everything. Axe, and tent, everything. Then they just make patlat to everyone there. My old man makes some for this man, then they give him more. The guy, just like they pay him for that song, you know. That's the way it is. Yeah. Who's that people that make me patlats more and get more stuff from that place, you know? That's what they used to do.